Welcome back to Breakaway Tuitions podcast. My goodness, it has been a while between podcasts, and I apologize for that. At the beginning of this year, I had really, really high hopes that I would be able to produce a podcast and a blog with free materials every week. And this year, 2020, has just been a really crazy year for all of us. So, had a big break between my last podcast. I did chat with someone earlier this year, Jessie, from Me You We, about school and about what children were going through early March, and I still haven't posted that one either, so I'm really not on the ball this year. But I thought that I would try and jump back up. So here I am. We're now in August, mid-August. We still have coronavirus surrounding us everywhere. Luckily, we're in New South Wales, and so we are still tutoring. We did have to adjust to some different changes earlier on this year, and that was quite challenging, not just for me, but making sure that my tutors were prepared for that change at a short notice as well. So earlier this year, we did have to go online. We had to move the majority of our students online. And during the whole lockdown period in New South Wales, I think we only had 10 students who were still doing face-to-face, but they were coming into the centre at different times, so we didn't have and we have the 4 square metres sort of per person area available for us. So we were really lucky that firstly the majority of our parents were really happy to get online and do some tutoring through Zoom. I know that it was quite challenging for some families and quite challenging for some of our students and tutors as well. But we did it. We did it to make sure that our students were continuing to be provided with the assistance that they needed. It did see, though, a massive drop. Well, not a massive drop, like it's sort of dropping our numbers. And so, term one, at the beginning of term one, we had our biggest increase of new students that we have ever seen here at Breakaway Tuition. We had about 30 extra students come in for term one, which we hit 110 students a week, which was huge for us. And then Corona happened, and we had a lot of families drop out. Some families sustained it till the end of term one because they had already paid up front, which we were very, very grateful for. And then we had a number of families that just couldn't sustain it in term two, for financial reasons. And we're slowly recouping students now. We're getting new students and things in. We do know that there's a lot of our past students that would like to come back in with us too, and we welcome you with open arms. But I think job situations and money and things like that are just a bit uncertain and a bit tight at the moment. And so, for us being a tutoring centre, I do realise that we are one of the commodities that, although we know we're super important to families, and we are, but when it comes to something that you have lost your income, then tutoring is normally one of the things that may be cut first on your family budget so that you can afford to continue living, paying for your house and food and things like that. And we completely appreciate that. We really, really are appreciative of the families that have sustained their tutoring and kept with us. It has meant the world to me. It's just meant that the centre is still going and we're still running, and everything's looking really good. So that's been a bit about what has been going on and what's been happening. And I just, it's just been a really interesting period of time, I feel, as an educator, to watch how quickly we are able to adapt to change. I remember when I was teaching in schools, when they had first brought out the technology, and technology being a skill that you needed to teach in the classroom, we had a number of older teachers who were teaching at the time that were quite resistant to change. And I remember that, there's sayings like, when you're older, you're more resistant to change. And I mean, let's face it, change is quite scary, but this situation meant that we really didn't have a choice. We either had to get our tutoring up online and working online, or we would lose students. And it was as simple as that. So, for those that haven't done online tutoring before, it is quite different to face-to-face tutoring. We are now offering online tutoring as an additional tutoring service that we can provide. I think this is really good for our community because being in the Southern Highlands, our community is quite spread out anyway. So it takes 20 minutes for me to come into work each day, and that's just sort of normal that anywhere you might go, you might take 20 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes to get to wherever you're trying to get in the Southern Highlands, depending on where you live. So the use of online just means that we are able to reach people a bit further out that might not have access to tutoring otherwise, including, like Talong and Wingerloe and those types of areas that are sort of on the border. And it also does provide us with the opportunity to increase our services then as well into like the Goulburn region. And, realistically, all over Australia, which would be fantastic for us to do. I'm very cautious, though, about doing that. I do think that it would be a really awesome idea, but I still really want my focus to be on the local area. Anyway, so we had about a week in which we flipped over from face-to-face tutoring to online. Now, online, it is a lot more work to be producing things that kids are interested in. I had done a lot of research a few years back before I had June about tutoring online and the best way to tutor online. And so I was really lucky that I did have a bank of online whiteboards that I knew worked really well. And I already had a bit of an idea of the different activities and things that we could do with tutoring on that online platform using something like the Zoom platform. And it worked quite well for the majority of our tutors. We had, technical difficulties, we had internet glitches, we had sound not working properly. There was a whole host of other things that we had to navigate rather than just our normal straightforward tutoring face-to-face sessions. And it also meant that we had to be really creative in the way that we're engaging our students so that it wasn't just worksheet-based and like boring for them as well. And I'm really a big advocate of making our students be excited about tutoring and really engage in the process as well. Obviously, that looks quite different for primary school and high school students. But online did throw a whole other curveball into the mix. I am extremely proud of my tutors that they were able to get things up and running in a week. Everything that I had fired at them that needed to happen in that time was done really quickly. And honestly, since that point, I've just felt exhausted. So, online tutoring, like I said, is quite different to face-to-face. The interaction obviously is on a screen. And you do, if it's a new student, you really do need to connect with them because it is harder to connect with someone when you're looking at them online as opposed to in person. So there are some things that might, cause people to be a bit weary about online tutoring, but we produce the same results. So we are able to look at some online games and things that are addressing different skills our students are using, and we're able to give them control of our screens to be able to play those things so that we can see what they're doing and where they're going wrong. I also had created a lot of PowerPoints for my students because that just meant that it was easier for me to flick through each afternoon's set of work that we were doing. And then I was also able to, we're able to get whiteboards working and able to get students to put their ideas and things on the whiteboards and things too. So it is really, it's been a really interesting period of time. But I feel like the way that everything is evolving, that it has been a really positive period of time because it has shown me that it is possible for us to tutor online and online really well. And we are really excited to be able to offer an online capacity as well, because we are nearly fully booked with face-to-face sessions. It just allows us a little bit more of an opportunity to expand as well. I wonder what the rest of this year is going to look like. I'm concerned about our students' mental health and the mental health of everyone at the moment. I feel like COVID has just put a lot of stress on families and stresses on children that they don't and that they shouldn't need to navigate at their young ages and things. And it's put a lot of uncertainty into the world. But I'm certain that we will continue going strong here at Breakaway Tuition because we have a really great community and really great community support. From the outset of opening Breakaway Tuition, I always wanted it to be community centred, and just wanted to have individuals that were passionate about tutoring and helping students with the skills that they really needed assistance with and making them feel comfortable in the process. And we have a really great team here. We have 15 tutors on board this term. They are absolutely phenomenal tutors. They come from different walks of life, but they all bring different skills with them. And I mentor them as a owner of the business, but also as a passionate educator as well. And so, I can just see our business continuing to grow and our online offerings allowing us to continue to do that. Anyway, so that's just a bit of a spiel about what's been happening, about what online tutoring might look like, and just about where I've been. Hopefully, you catch me next episode. And we'll keep moving through this period of time together.